Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is Phone Call Friday, and it's also the final hour of the show. So till Christmas, I bet I'll take phone calls. 800-905-0989, which, yes, is also the same number for the text line. So you can text me while we do this. And I'll take extra special care to read the text line if you don't have time to call. 800-905-0989. Okay, Lee, second part of this from Joe Kent yesterday, Trump's head of the National Counterterrorism Center, after disclosing that Joe Biden knowingly, well, I don't know if he knew anything, but the Democrats under Joe Biden knowingly caught, interdicted, and released 18,000 terrorists who came over that open border. Those are just the ones we know about. Now we don't know how many terrorists were in the 2 million gotaways. This is terrifying. Now there's another category of terrorists, and he took care in his statement yesterday at that hearing to break this one out. These are the ones that are now designated as terrorists. These are the narco-terrorists, the cartel killers, those kinds of people. Take a listen to how many of those there are.
Another issue that we are addressing right now, thanks to the decisive leadership of President Trump, is the scourge of fentanyl, gang, and cartel violence. Under President Trump's leadership, we've designated these cartels and gangs as terrorist organizations, and we've done that rightfully so. These individuals, these terrorists, have killed hundreds of thousands of Americans, as these angel families will tell you firsthand. What President Trump has done by designating them as terrorists has allowed us to turn the tools of the intelligence community against them and predominantly watch list them as terrorists to prevent them from ever coming into America in the first place. To date, we've added about 35,000 of these narco-terrorists to our terrorist watch list, and we've stopped just around 6,000 of these terrorists from ever entering our country, from setting foot inside of America, so they can no longer kill Americans with impunity.
That's incredible. 6,000. Mm-hmm. You can see the size of the invasion here, Lee.
Yep.
And exactly as I predicted years ago, I started seeing the world's criminals are going to come here for sanctuary.
Well, or maybe other.
Enterprise, shall
yes.
we say. Yeah. So, yeah, all of that going on. And the story to me of the week, there's so many of these, I don't even do them anymore. Like the shocking person ICE rolled up this week. But I mean, this guy from Honduras, this is extra special. It's insane. I mean, it's just insane. He's a leader of a kill squad. He assassinates the son of the Honduras president, right? So they really want this guy. He's wanted for 4 homicides. They describe him as an MS-13 assassin. Now, you're wanted for 4 homicides in your country. You're on the run. Your face is everywhere. Where do you go?
Well, obviously, you come to the U.S. where you can get benefits.
Yeah, of course you do. And he did. Oversaw this kill squad. MS-13 member. Kills the son and 3 of his friends coming out of a club. Goes on the run. This guy's name's Phantasma.
Phantasma. Okay.
That kind of scared me coming out of the dark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the kill squad's called El Combo. So he heads to Joe Biden's America. He does not sneak across. No, no. He turns himself in. I guess because by then he'd heard the Democrats just don't care.
Well, and plus you get the phone and the, Medicaid.
Plane ticket.
And, all that stuff. Yeah.
So Phantasma comes to America, lands in Nebraska, but decides, you know, I'm really going to be more comfortable and say, I don't know, California. Oh. So he goes to California, and this is the punchline. Gets a driver's license there.
Well, of course.
In his own name.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even change his name.
Well, at least they filled the name out this time, Tara.
Well, you know, that's a good point. Instead of one of those no name.
You know, no name given.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. It's no name. Now we know who we're dealing with.
We got Phantasma here.
Phantasma, no name, El Colombo killer. But hey, he votes Democrat, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, they took him into custody. He's on his way out until the next time Democrats win and open the border.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
You know, and I don't understand what's going on right now with this whole inflation debate. I don't understand what we're debating. I'm very confused. Caroline Levitt had an up-to-the-minute update. We're at 2.5% inflation right now. Mm-hmm. That is historically slightly on the low side.
Right.
Why are we talking about this? I don't understand. What we could be talking about, hey, we would like people's wages to catch up with the 29% increase right. in prices yeah. Joe Biden inflicted on us. Yeah. But again, as she says, when Donald Trump took office, it depends on whether you want to count it from his first full month or not. When Joe Biden took office and Donald Trump left him a 2.3 or 2.6% inflation rate. Mm-hmm. And he turned it into 9. And somehow Donald Trump having a 2.5% rate now is supposed to be alarming, but also 9% was not alarming.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I mean, I don't get it.
That's just like the situation where there's absolutely nothing wrong with Joe Biden, but boy, we got to be concerned about Trump's health. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's
weird
crazy.
Conspiracy things that are going on with the lefts.
Yeah, you know that there's bruises on Donald Trump's hands. Okay, if you know any elderly people, there are often bruises. On their hands.
I am one of those, and I have that problem. It's like I can just barely bump my hand or elbow into something, and I've got a bruise there, and you know. And my wife has the same problem. She's, you know, slightly less advanced in age than I am, but still, we run into that.
Well, Caroline Levitt has answered this question over and over and over again about Trump's bruised hands, but she did it again yesterday. If only they'd been this curious about Biden. Remember, this is the same media that was dutifully reporting, oh, if it seems like Biden is old, decrepit, and out of his mind, and maybe a little demented, those are just cheap fakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or how do you know? Shut up. Next question.
Right.
Out and about a number of times with bandages on his hands. Could you please explain what that is about? Secondly, he noted on True Social the other day that he had aced 3 cognitive tests. Could you please clarify when those tests took place?
I can do that at a later date. I obviously don't have that in front of me. The president has spoken about that quite extensively throughout the years. As for the bandages on the hand, we've also given you an explanation for that in the past. The president is literally constantly shaking hands. The Oval Office is like Grand Central Terminal. He is meeting with more people than any of you even know about on a daily basis. He's also on a daily aspirin regimen, which is something his physical examinations has said in the past as well, which can contribute to that bruising that you see.
Sure. She blew that. What she should have said is the first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club.
Oh, that would have been great. And then I just conclude with anyone, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. But yeah, no, going back to all this, so we're supposed to be very worried about a 2.5% inflation rate, but not also very worried when it was 5% inflation, double that, and circle back, Psaki was telling us Putin did it somehow.
Yeah.
But never really provided the details of how that happened. Okay, you want to worry about something economically? You know what you can worry about? Worry about the 18,000 terrorists. I said this earlier. You saw what, 2 dozen of those suckers did with 9/11 and what mm-hmm. it did to the markets and what it did to this country economically? I mean, when Al-Qaeda brags, we've got 1,000 in the U.S. Worry about that, because you want to talk about something that'll tank the economy? That'll tank the economy. Those guys, you know, decide to do some sort of coordinated attack. And I'm worried they're waiting until next year to try to take out Trump's economy, because he's getting, he always does. It takes him that first year to get going, but he's getting the wind underneath him. And man, some of these numbers coming out on the, what he's, you know, reducing the trade deficit, Lee, they're very, I mean, I was pumped up reading this stuff. It's just, I mean, stuff he's doing is record or near record. He's not exaggerating that. This is from the New York Times. U.S. exports are up 6% over last year. That's the second highest on record. While inflation-adjusted exports, consumer goods, are the largest ever. The seasonally adjusted trade deficit with China has narrowed to its second smallest since 2009. That's good. We don't want a huge trade deficit with them.
Right.
In the third quarter of 2025, so the most recent quarter, real exports grew by at a 4.1% annual rate. Imports fell by 5%. That alone added 1% to real GDP or economic growth. That 1% doesn't sound like a lot, but that's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. So that is just, I mean, we don't even have a full year here. And that's $21 trillion in trade deals he's personally cut. It's going to make a difference. It is. We just get to hold your horses. I don't even know what they're complaining about. It's like I'm very confused. And I don't know. They're doing the, hey, but the tariffs caused inflation thing. They did that. And tariffs have raised some prices, and he's had to back off on some of them. That is true. In other places, it's been just an absolute boon for the industry. But they did. I just want to remind you, they did this his entire last presidency, talking about tariffs and inflation as if it were an immutable rule of the universe. And then at the end, last few weeks, Wall Street Journal admits, oh, weird, there was no inflation from his tariffs. And then Joe Biden just capped them.
Yeah.
And we never heard about it again, because as long as Joe Biden was overseeing Trump's tariffs, then they weren't inflationary.
Right, exactly.
Right. That's what's going to happen at the end of this presidency. Wall Street Journal will stop the drama queen stuff and admit, overall, no, they're not inflationary. But anyway. Okay, it is call in time, and I see some phone lines already stacked. 800-905-0989. All of the topics from the week that was are back on the table.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Friday heading into Christmas, and that is good news. Robert in Greenville, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, you was talking about the COVID shots earlier, and I'm the one that texted in and said I had quadruple bypass after take. I don't know if the COVID shot caused it, but about 2 years after I took it, I had four blockages in my heart. Two of them was 98% and the others were 70%. And I was just wondering if you had any more information on that.
One of the things we know from the Taiwanese study is that what the COVID shot does to some people, we don't know what percentage, is it thickens the muscle around the heart. It makes it tougher and less elastic. So I don't know if it would cause blockages, but I'm not a cardiologist, so maybe it does. But I do know this, if you want to kind of get an idea or just read what's out there, some good pieces on it. And this, what's amazing, what he's referring to earlier in the show, I just documented, and you can go see this yourself on Google, just putting COVID shot and myocarditis, COVID shot and death. And the media is beginning to admit we were right. And it's really been like the last 3 days. It's incredible watching this walk back. But one you could read is The Telegraph, how COVID vaccines can cause heart damage. Immune systems triggered by mRNA jabs may inflame cardiac cells with young men most at risk. So The Telegraph's kind of, you know, doing some admissions there. Stanford Medicine's got a study out too. Stanford Medicine study shows why mRNA-based COVID-19 vaccines can cause myocarditis. So I would put in myocarditis and I would, you know, put in, COVID shot and just start reading and see if you can find any answers. Because I got to tell you what, these doctors really need to get up on this so that if they're treating someone like you, they need to understand what caused the problem. Or it's going to be harder to fix. They need to understand, is there a muscle thickening that came out of nowhere from that COVID shot? But I'm sorry that happened to you, Robert. Are you okay? Are you going to be okay, you think?
Yeah, I'm being cleared of all of it.
Good.
You brought this up, and then my physical therapist, when she came out to the house to show me how to do different things, she actually told me she's seen more men my age than ever having the same thing I had done. And then your show kind of added to it this morning. So it's got me thinking, you know, did the COVID shot really cause that?
Yeah. And it's just it's very frustrating. Again, what's frustrating is, they told us this out of Taiwan months and months ago. Great study on this. And it was totally ignored in America as doctors continue telling their patients, you know, in mass, hey, take the COVID shot. So I hope you're okay. And I'm sorry if they did that. I'm sorry that happened to you. I really hate that for you and for folks like you. It's just, it was terrible what they did. It was shameful. I would also put in deaths if you're looking. Just go look at it so you can marvel. I mean, keep in mind, if you were a world famous virologist, and then there were many, Stanford, Oxford, trying to warn us about this, and they got censored by FBI line agents for telling the truth. This didn't have to happen. We knew this very, very quickly how dangerous this shot was. Heck, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, one of them anyway, whose name's on the patent, Dr. Robert Malone came out and tried so hard to warn us. They went so far in censoring him that they even took his profile off LinkedIn. They were so terrified he'd tell somebody the truth. And now we're finding out what that truth is. Isn't it weird how the media suddenly knows all of a sudden, bam, all of this? And what's prompted this is started out with the leaked memo about the child deaths and how there are a lot more out there. And then the FDA this week saying, yeah, guess what? We're also going to start investigating adult deaths too. There's a lot of them out there. And admitting there's 38,000 adult deaths in VAERS, which is the government tracking system where your doctor reports it. So there's a lot out there. And you think, well, only 38,000, a lot of people got the shot. No, VAERS typically represents 2 to 10% of the deaths. So the numbers are truly massive. And this is all going to come out. And the media knows it, so they're trying to get ahead of it. Because keep in mind, liberal media readers are the sheeple. And they need them to believe their crap for the next thing so they could take the midterm. So they've got it. They know it's coming out and they don't want it to shock their systems. They've got to gradually release it. And what they're doing right now is, oh, well, the shot might kill some people. And yeah, might give you myocarditis, but dude, get it anyway. Why? I don't know. Experts say. Jeff in Duncan. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Kara. Thanks for taking my call. Kind of dovetail what you were just saying, but to expand it a little bit, you know, the COVID fiasco, the economy is ready now, poised to jump back up. The narco terrorists, the illegal immigrants, all of this stuff. Trump's been in office for basically a year, and it's going to continue. I mean, who knows what else is going to get uncovered and all these things that we know that Biden completely screwed up. But here's the thing. Here's my point. Your show did a really good job of spending most of the year of 2025 driving home the point. We need to get out and vote. the midterm elections, I realize, aren't until next November. But here's the thing. We cannot let off the throttle. We need to start telling people every chance we get that we cannot let up come this midterm elections. This has to keep going or we're in big trouble.
I know. And what I'm afraid of the same thing that you are. And the reason I'm afraid of it is because they are super motivated. That's why they're putting up the numbers they are. Whereas we've kind of fallen into malaise and we need to do what we did in 2024. I mean, we need to be personally responsible for dragging everyone we know out to vote.
You mentioned the sheeple. I have a feeling we're not going to convert a lot of them. So the bottom line is we just have to outnumber them like we just did this past November.
Yes. Yeah, and we can do it. But we have got to wake up from our slumber, because let me tell you what, this ends if the Democrats win. They will immediately begin undermining Trump economically so that in 28 they can say that the Trump agenda failed. I mean, that is their plan, hurt the economy as much as possible. We don't want to be there, believe me, because we do not ever want a Democrat in the White House again. Because you saw last 4 years. I mean, it only takes him 4 years to finish off this country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, shall we? And we're going to jump over to phones. Texter writes, Tara, Mississippi should be demanding Thompson's resignation. He is not fit to represent anyone in Washington. He should be thrown off the committee. Yeah, for saying this.
NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Mr. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation, but you blamed it solely on Joe Biden.
Look, folks. This is how they really, I want to drive this home today. This is how they talk amongst themselves, Democrats do, when they're alone. It's an unfortunate accident when one of our future voters shoots someone in the head. Why did they catch 18,000 terrorists on the border and let them in? Because they're Sunni Muslims. Why do they let Somalians in? They're Sunni Muslims. By the way, did you see this? Tim Walz was caught on camera at a fundraiser that the media was barred from. So he's obviously the governor of Minnesota, bragging that he wants to move more Somalis to Minnesota and expand the programs that the New York Times, not me, the New York Times said that Democrats in Minnesota allowed them to defraud. The New York Times actually quoted the lawyer for the guilty Somali fraudsters and said, yeah, I mean, they basically just felt like the, you know, Democrats wanted them to do it. They were fine with it. There were not only no fraud controls, they sort of had tacit agreement that it was okay. Here's Tim Walz telling the crowd, we need more Somalis. We need more expanded programs.
The antidote to that is positive actions to improve lives that go against what they're trying to do. So instead of demonizing our Somali community, we're going to do more to welcome more in and welcome people there. Instead of cutting the program, we're going to enhance them.
We're going to welcome more in. Instead of cutting these programs, we're going to enhance them. You mean the autism fraud program? Where one in 16 Somali immigrants claim their kid had autism? Double the national rate, one in 16. That's crazy. We're going to do it again. What is he saying there? Now, a second, nobody's looking. We're going to go let them commit more fraud so they'll vote for us. Why? The Sunnis. Nobody on earth, not even black people in America, vote Democrat at a higher rate than Sunni Muslims. The problem is a lot of them are on the terror watch list. But they don't care. Look, these are the same people whose entire philosophy of oppressors and oppressed is taken straight from Mao. Mao killed 50 million. Stalin, their other big hero, 100 million. They don't think anything of 18,000 terrorists. That means nothing to them. When one of these jihadists they took in to vote for them at a 92% rate shoots some people in the head, it's an unfortunate accident. Again, as somebody texted in earlier brilliantly to the text line, okay, but when Trump takes out a narco-terrorist, it's murder. Well, yeah, that's a Democrat voter right there. You can't kill a Democrat voter. You don't do that. Scott from Georgia says he doesn't see the U.S. economy getting, or the U.S. getting out of a bad economy. What's up, Scott?
Yeah, I got a question, Tara. From 1941 to 1945, the United States, World War II, the industry in the country was running on all eight cylinders. I mean, we were employing everybody. I mean, people working 24 hours, you know, 12, 16 hours a day, swing shifts, everything. And it took till 1954 or 55 for the country to get out of the Great Depression. And I just don't understand how Donald Trump is going to do this in 4 years. I've looked at the numbers. I just don't see it. Plus the debt back then, when World War II, the Korean War ended, it was $258 billion. And today we got $40 trillion. Plus, if you take away Social Security and welfare, this country's in a catastrophic depression. I just don't see how he's going to get this done in 4 years. I just don't see it.
Oh, he's not going to solve all our problems in 4 years, right? No doubt. I mean, there's no way. No, I agree with you. Absolutely not. But he could put us on the right path. And if we can get J.D. Vance in or someone who will continue to advance his economic agenda, yes, I think we can begin. I think we can really begin to heal. But we got a lot of problems. You're not wrong with that on that. And if you've listened to my show throughout the week, I lay these problems out. I don't shy away from them. I trashed Donald Trump this week, in fact. Again, saying we should not have passed the big, beautiful bill. The largest spending ever was by Republicans. And now we're going to have to pay the piper next year. I mean, we have E.J. Antoni, who's head of, was going to be head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but they can't get the Republicans to confirm him because he's good, saying, look, we're going to start massive money printing again in the beginning of the year. That's going to be hard. In fact, I think that's why they just finally, the Federal Reserve just finally agreed on a rate cut, because they know that'll drive inflation too. When the rates are high, the inflation's there. So they know we're going to do all that printing. You'll get an inflationary pop. They're trying to hit Trump. So no, we're not out of the woods, Scott. But when he does something really, really good, like what he just did with reducing the trade deficit, I'm going to bring it to you all day long. And because you should hear that. I mean, when you're, you know, number two best ever, you're seeing these massive, amazing trade numbers in 9 months. That's worth considering, because we haven't really seen that either. So, no, we're not out of the woods yet. I agree with you. It's going to be hard.
Everything you, Yeah, but everything he's doing, he's not rebuilding the industrial complex of the country. He's bringing in foreign investment. Foreign investment is like a carnival. It'll be here for 7-10 years, then it'll be out of here. He's not rebuilding the industrial might of the United States.
He absolutely is. No, he absolutely is. That's why we went to 100% factory, immediate factory expensing. I can't wait to see
what
that
textile industry? What about the textile industry, Tara? He has not committed to bring the textile and garment industry back to the United States. He has not said one word about it.
He has not committed one time. It's December. He took office on January 20th. You cannot rebuild the industry in this country in like 9 months. Like Jesus Christ himself possibly could do it, but like nobody else. I'm here to tell you, we're not going to rebuild the textile industry. And Scott Bessent has been pretty clear about that. We're not going to be able to make affordable clothes competing with everyone else. And Trump's not trying to do it. If you look at what he's doing, what is he focusing on, right? Rare earth minerals. In fact, there was an amazing article this week about the Uruguayans complaining because they discovered a new deposit in Brazil. Europeans had their planes, tickets booked to go there. And 3 days before they were supposed to go, they were told not to because Trump had already come in and bought the whole thing up. What he's trying to do is rebuild an industrial tech manufacturing base. He's been very clear about that. And again, Bessent was asked about that. Can we affordably make textiles here? Probably not. Maybe a few exceptions for specialty products, but that's not even what Trump's trying to do though.
Well, that is the end of the country then. He's just, if you don't bring the textile industry back to the South, screwed. I mean, it's just.
I disagree with you. We just had massive announcement right here in South Carolina. We made our first rare earth magnet. Just magnet, period. Takes rare earth minerals. We made our first magnet in like a couple of decades here. They got that done in like 9 months. That's crazy. He's onshoring the Taiwanese factories by telling Taiwan, I'm not going to defend you against China unless you move your tech here. That was in the last Trump presidency. And they just earlier this year opened a factory in Arizona. So the idea is our innovation, our bread and butter right now is in tech. And he wants it made here. I mean, that's why I made such a big deal of that Apple deal. Here's the thing, okay? I'm very bullish on the future of him bringing his stuff back, the $21 trillion trade deals. I'm also scared to death of what's going on with the printing and inflationary picture. I mean, if you look at what Japan just did, they just pulled out. They just dumped a bunch of our treasuries. We're going to have to print like hell in the beginning of the year. That's going to drive inflation. The Federal Reserve Board knows that. They hate Trump. They hate this country. They want the Democrats to win. So they're like, yeah, we'll drop the rates because they know that in combo with the printing is going to drive up inflation. We're going to have inflation at the beginning of the year. So, yes, I agree. I don't want to sound wishy-washy here, Scott. We're not bringing back textiles. You're right. We don't need to make everything. You're wrong about that. Trump's doing more than anyone's done in my lifetime. But we have really strong headwinds. We're going to need a miracle here. We already got one. Trump should be in prison. Instead, he's already cut. I mean, he really should across 5 cases. Instead, he's already cut $21 trillion worth of trade deals. It's going to work. In fact, he's going to do the best he can. The question is, can we overcome the debt, the printing, the inflation picture? I don't know. But this is our best shot. He's got to outgrow it, and he knows it. Yeah, if we get out of this economically, it'll be a miracle. But miracles have been happening. It's going to take Donald Trump shattering economic records to do this. But the thing is, he has this week with the trade deficit. And when he does, I'm going to bring you that. But yeah, no, it's going to be hard. Here's the biggest challenge that he's got. We are going to begin printing the big, beautiful bill next year. It's the largest spend ever. And when they were promoting it, they were saying, listen, in order for this not to break us, we've got to have 3% economic growth. They hit 4.2, and then the Democrats went, crap, he might succeed. Let's shut down the government. And that shaved it down to 3.5. But then this other thing just happened. And this right here is why you just saw the Federal Reserve do a rate cut. They have not wanted to do a rate cut because for every point, it creates a million jobs. And that will help Trump and the Republicans in the midterms, right? Why did they suddenly change their mind and do a rate cut? Because of this, what I'm about to tell you. Fed preps massive bond buying. What does that mean? They're going to print and 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 print. As Japan dumps U.S. debt. This is zero hedge. The Fed just quietly ended quantitative. I'm not going to go. It's complicated. Listen to what just happened. I'll read this part. Japan, the largest foreign holder of U.S. debt, is dumping treasuries. As their bond yields rise, capital flows back to Tokyo, right when the U.S. needs buyers the most. Why? Because we are trying to float the debt for the largest spend ever, which I begged us not to do. Chip Roy did too, and so did Massey, and now we're trying to destroy them politically for saying true things. Our side does it too sometimes, not like the Democrats, but yeah, they were right. Rand Paul too. And I don't like Rand Paul lately, but he was right. We can't afford that bill. So we got to print a crap ton of money, the largest ever spend, and now Japan's dumping our bonds. What does that mean? There's no one else to buy them but us, unless the aliens show up on a spaceship. So who buys the debt now? The Fed, the buyer of last resort. The printing press is warming up, but this time it's not about stimulus. It's about survival. This is not where we need to be. But the suicide bombers, the economic terrorists over at the Federal Reserve went, oh, cool. We got to run up the printing press. Japan just dumped all our treasuries, you know, dumped basically our debt. They got out. So yeah, let's go ahead and do a rate cut. Why? Because that is going, usually you'll raise rates to push down inflation. So now they want to push up inflation to help the Democrats. It's going to be very hard for Trump. The only way around this is, I mean, massive, just massive growth. 4.5-5% growth, probably, to not get hit with inflation, get blamed for it. But this is why I begged and pleaded with Republicans. We cannot pass a bill this big. We are going to get gutted in the midterms. And I got screamed at on a national talk show. I called out. I'm like, sorry. This is why. And we're here. And it's going to be a problem. It's going to be very hard to win with what Japan just did. And this, folks, is how currency resets unfold. Declining demand for debt, surging yields. We got no choice but to print and print and print and print. Republicans in Congress do not give a damn. Do not care. The thing to do right now would be to pass those 10 rescission bills right away and cut $500 million worth of spending. Bam. That'd get us out of it. But Republicans don't care. I mean, they really don't. So, and Democrats want to burn it down. Folks, this is going to be like a total nail biter of a soap opera. It is. But I'll be here to tell you what's going on. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.